rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us this evening. Tonight we're going to look back at the Lancers' tough 15-7 loss to first-place Milwaukee on Sunday and Saturday's must-win game against Syracuse with Lancers captain Maurizio Salas. He'll be on at 6:45. In the second part of the show, we'll look at international soccer news and notes with Dick Howard, including the signing of a World Cup star from Brazil by Toronto FC. We might mention that team from Southwest London, too, that one wears all blue. Anyway, in just a moment, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. He'll be with us and talk about his thoughts on the Lancers game yesterday. He was in attendance. And we'll talk about the Lancers of yesterday as well, and also the upcoming women's national team match with Russia on Wednesday. But back with us for the whole show tonight, sitting right across from me in our super secret location, is Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, it's like I haven't seen you in a year or something.
Well, we saw each other last night, but of course we haven't sat across from each other for at least 4 weeks. That, you know, counting. Of course, you know, I lost my voice, and you know, can't do radio without having a nice voice, which sometimes I wonder whether I have it or not. But that's beside the point. But I'm very glad to be here with you with the show. I want to thank you very much for carrying on while I was away. Great job as always, and I want to congratulate you on everything that you achieved so far in soccer.
Thank you.
Whether it's good or bad or whatever, but at least you're gonna, you know, you're gonna continue promoting the game that we really like.
Yep, and so, there'll be some nice some news that we're gonna break in. Maybe I'll say tonight. I don't know. I'll see about the Rochester Rhinos and my involvement with the Rhinos.
Well, let's just say that the Rhinos have taken a step in the right direction. They recognize your talents, and they're making use of it.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be very interesting, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now we want to bring on our first guest tonight, and not just a guest, he's a correspondent and with us all the time on the show, and very happy to have with us from New York, Michael Lewis. And Michael's appearance, as always, with his U.S. Soccer Report, brought to you by Salen's Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. And Mike, obviously you got back to New York City safely from the frozen tundra of Rochester, New York.
Yes, I have. In fact, I am in a air train station taking on the way to my train in Jamaica, pick me home on the Long Island Railroad. So I apologize beforehand if you hear any announcements in the background. We might have to pause or get a good laugh out of it. I just wanted to give you gentlemen a quick warning about that.
Well, Mike, let me tell you, it was so nice to see you yesterday, and I can't imagine, I can't wait until we get your comments on yesterday's game, and of course, you know, your commentary and your ability to distinguish and know the game is really going to have an input on our show.
Well, thank you very. I'm sorry. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm just. First of all, I'm glad that you're home safe. I'm glad that you experienced a little better colder weather than you do in New York. And secondly, let me tell you, you made it out just in time because we got another storm coming, and you probably would have had to stay over here with us for all the time.
Well, I would have then gone to the library as long as it was open, because even though I accomplished my research and then some, I've learned you never do enough research. There's always something to unturn, whatever project a writer is doing. Saying that, I think I have enough things to facts, and especially from unrevised history, let's put it that way, from some of the classic Lancer writers like Alex Loy, Jim Rickey, Bruno Schneiders, Greg Stoltz, and I'm probably forgetting a few other people too, but from way back when, able to fit in the pieces of the puzzle there.
Well, Michael, you're developing and putting together this book about the Rochester Lancers of the NASL, which of course will include stories about my colleague here, Mr. Sirianni, and Charlie Schiano, and Pat DeNolfo, and all the great Lancer players and personalities from the past. So tell us about the book and how it's coming along and when we can expect to see it.
Well, it's going to be an historical look at the team. It's not going to be anything about the sociological things and how this affected someone. Although we all know if it wasn't for the Lancers, there wouldn't be professional soccer as we know it today. Maybe there would still be, but definitely not with the roots in history it has. Yes, it's been it was an interesting 14-year ride. Honored to be a part of it, able to, I guess, I like to call it fast food history on a day-to-day basis in the newspapers. I always wanted to write a book about the team, but life sometimes gets in the way. You know, you have to pay bills and that sort of thing, and I feel like I put it off long enough, and I just said, I'm going to do it. And right now I'm 4 chapters into it. And I've got parts of others. I've literally started other chapters just because when I get an inspiration, I've got to write it down. And before I know it, I've got 1,000 or 2,000 words written already. So it is getting there. I hope to have it finished by the end of the summer. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on it. It's not the lack of motivation. Oh, sorry about that announcement, by the way. It's not the lack of motivation. It just comes down to time. You know, it's not like you say, I'm going to write a book today, and you're finished in 10 minutes or even 10 hours. It takes a long time, and I'm looking forward to it, to getting it done, like a lot of people are getting looking forward to it, to reading it. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed it will be by the end of the summer. We'll see.
Well, Mike, I think you're going to have less time going back and forth to Brazil. So, well, how long does it take? About 12 hours, you know, the travel time and 12 hours coming back?
I left, it was a 4:30 plane today, so that wasn't, by the time I get home, it'll be 8:30. That's not bad at all, really.
Not bad. But, Michael, obviously you were at the game yesterday. What were your thoughts on the Lancers' indoor team and the match against Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We're talking about the Lancers yesterday, and I'm doing a book about the Lancers of yesterday, and another group of Lancers. You know, I thought they played well in the first half, all things considered, but, you know, they made there were two mistakes, particularly giving up a three-point goal with 3.3 seconds left in the half, killed them. And I know we talked about that yesterday, and we agreed that they never recovered from it. And let's face it, Milwaukee is a talented team. They have a very good coach, a fantastic system, and they're used to one another. And they're a tough team to crack. And, you know, Rochester's going to have to find a way to bring in, you know, a couple more players to bring them up to, let's say, a 500 level. I'm not going to say you find a way to beat the Baltimores and Milwaukees of the league, but, you know, get into the playoffs. Be competitive occasionally on the road as well, too, and win most of your games at home. That usually is the way to get into the playoffs.
Mike, the way I saw the game, it's similar to what you just said, but at the same token, you know, there's a time and place where, you know, somebody that has foot skill and somebody has ball control to be able to hold the ball and then pass it. What I saw last night is that there was a lot of kicking way over to the attacking players, and the attacking player was always covered by two people, much like Salas was. Every time mm-hmm. Salas was on the field, he always has a shadow. He had somebody shadowing him. So because they, you know, they knew that he was dangerous, and they knew, you know, and so they marked him. But on his defense, I have to say that he took some quality shots on goal, and the goal mm-hmm. that he scored was a super, super kind of a goal, in my opinion. A little bit of luck because it hit the post and went in. Okay, but at the same token, it was a very, very hard shot that ricocheted and went in, and there was a three-point goal, a 3-point goal as well. So we were.
Go ahead. Salas's goal. I'm sorry. Go on.
So there was the Salas goal. Then after right. that, you know, they scored. There was a miscue and the defense. There was a giveaway here and there. I think that the Lions have paid the price because of the giveaway, you know, and the passing back to the defender instead of when they were behind. They kept them passing the ball back, tried to organize themselves, and the clock was ticking. So, you know, I think they paid the price for whatever. And, you know, you can't blame the player, you can't blame the coach. Mm-hmm. Yes, the other team was better. You know, they were faster, they were more aggressive, and they had a plan.
Well, they have a system, you know, it seemed like, you know, the players were positioned very, very well. They knew when and where to pick up the Lancer players and limited movement around the goal. On the other end, Milwaukee did a very good job of getting open, taking advantage of rebounds, knowing where various players were going to be. And I think that comes from working together. Not just experienced players, but players having experience with other players. Yes, you need good players too. But it's incredible how maybe a team can turn things around with the right two or three players to bring them up. We'll see what happens next year.
That's right, and they have an outside chance to make the playoffs. They have to win their last four. I hope Syracuse loses their last four. Two matches, though, against Syracuse. But I want to quickly mention, Michael, the U.S. Women's National League, speaking about working together, they work together like a well-oiled machine, and our own Kari Lloyd from the Western New York Flash had two goals and an assist as the U.S. beat Russia 7-0. Abby Wambach picked up her 164th career goal. These two teams will play again on Wednesday. Thank goodness it's indoors in the Georgia Dome and not outside in the ice storm. But obviously, U.S. is getting geared up for World Cup qualifying, which should be a formality. But, you know, as happened last time, it wasn't a formality. They had to go through Italy to qualify for the World Cup. But so far, so good.
No, the U.S. was, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. I think with all what's happening in Sochi these days, I've got a strange feeling the 7-0 win was not reported very well or very much in the Russian media. It'd be interesting to see how much that got, because for all the other Olympic hoopla, I don't think they want to really talk much about a 7-0 loss to the United States of all countries.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, Michael, we want to thank you for coming up here for Rochester. First of all, it was great having dinner with you last night. And I want to thank my lovely and gracious wife for making an incredible meal. And it was great to talk to you. And we'll look forward to you coming back to the city again in the near future, hopefully, and getting the book going. I can't wait to read the book. It's going to be something special. For all you Lancer fans out there, all you NASL fans, this is something you're going to have to get. I mean, Michael's a guy who covered the Lancers from 1975 to 1980, the second glory years of the Lancers, the Cosmos match of 77, the playoff run in 79. So it's going to, of course, we'll give you all the information about the book when it comes out. So, Michael, have a safe trip back to your humble abode in New York, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Yeah, and again, the meal was fantastic, though, Cindy. That's, I know I told her last night, but double thumbs up on that.
Okay, Michael, have a good trip back. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the captain of the Rochester Lancers, Maurizio Salas. We'll talk about Saturday's match coming up against the Syracuse Silver Knights. The Lancers must win to stay in the playoff hunt. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price. An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena as they face their thruway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. There will be free Lancers lip balm for the first 500 ladies through the door. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Don't miss this crucial match. Come out and support your Rochester Lancers this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll be hearing a lot of that Brazilian music in just a few months' time as the World Cup will be in the beautiful country of Brazil. And I can't wait, Joe. It's just a few months away.
I didn't enter Nelson Copello this night, and he's all keyed up because he's going to the World Cup.
And of course, Nelson is Brazilian.
He's going to stay in Rio. And I says, who are you going to cheer for? He said, of course, Brazil. I said, you forgot you're half Italian? Oh, no, no. He said, I'm Brazilian. How do you like that?
Of course.
Much well, like you say, you're English.
I am not English. I am 100% full-blooded Italian. I will root for Italy against England in the World Cup. But anyway, speaking of Brazil, we're very happy to be joined by one of the Brazilian contingent of the Rochester Lancers. He, of course, is one of the top scorers on the team, and he's the captain of the side. Mauricio Salas joins us. Mauricio's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Saturday, 7 p.m. against Syracuse. Very simple. Lancers must win to stay in the playoff hunt, so you got to come out and support the Lancers against their biggest rivals. There's going to be a bus coming from Syracuse with the Syracuse fans. We'll be bringing drums and trumpets and all that stuff, so the Lancer fans, you got to out-yell the Syracuse fans. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to ourlancers.com. Mauricio, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hi, good evening, Joe and Andrew. I'm good. How are you guys?
Mauricio, we are good. I'm glad that you are good too, because yesterday I watched you work, shoot, and what a beautiful goal you scored.
Yes, thank you.
It was a golazo.
I'm one of your admirers, but before you go, I got to ask you a question because somebody texted me, but I'll ask you after before we let you go. So
okay, yeah.
Let's talk about the game a little bit.
Okay.
So Mauricio, at the first half, the Lancers, I think, played very, very well, and the Milwaukee got the first goal of the game, but the Lancers held them in check pretty well, and then they got a two-point goal from Joey Tavernese, and then you scored that incredible golazo from three-point range from an angle. I don't know how you got it past everybody, and things were looking good. You just killed off a power play, and Milwaukee's a great power play team, and time was running out, and then I guess it's a fluke goal that they scored from nearly the yellow line. Ian Bennett scored it, and somehow it got past Gavin McInerney. But tell us about what happened there, and at halftime, what was the team's thoughts and mood after giving up that goal?
Yeah, I think you said everything. Like we were 5-2 in front, and a couple seconds left on the quarter on the half. And we should be able to keep the ball, and we gave the ball away. And they tied the game. So in the halftime, we talk about they would come out flying like they did in Syracuse. Syracuse in the third quarter, they came out and they scored two goals in 3 minutes. So we tried to get our minds ready for the third quarter, but somehow we had a terrible third quarter. And they capitalized, and then for us to come back on the game was really hard. They defended very well in the last quarter, so we put the sixth attacker early on to try to get back in the game, but it was a tough one.
Well, Mauricio, I noticed one thing, that every time you went on the field, they had one guy mark you one-on-one. No matter where you went, you were marked. But yet you were able to take, if I counted correctly, you were took some 5 or 6 quality shots, with a rebound, and unfortunately there was nobody in front of the goal over there. Well, actually, there was somebody in front of the goal, but there was not. They were not able to capitalize on the goal because they're trying to stop the ball and get a perfect shot. Where Milwaukee did is that they played the same way you did, but fortunately for them, they had set play that the guy knew that somebody was going to cross the ball, and they made themselves available to put the ball right in. You know, you can fault the goalie, you can fault nothing, because they was, you know, that's the way it went. And the defender lost the guy that will be and is that they had to be marked.
Yeah, I think I understand when we also defend on a 1v1 like that, and we were able. Yesterday we had the plan to pressure them, and I understand when on a 1v1 we can get beat by a good dribbling or a good trick from the guy. But when it's like from a running, when you're not tracking the guy, I cannot understand, because we should be able to be there and to handle and to be on 1-1, one-on-one defense. We should do a better job. Like you said, we allowed too many goals on mistakes like that, ball watching, and it's been like that many games. So no excuses. We gotta do a better job on that part. And like you said, I have a man on me, but it doesn't change my mind. I still want the ball, even if I have two guys on me. I still want the ball, and I know I can beat them. I am pretty confident that I can get the ball and beat the guys that are trying to defend me and try to help my team.
Mauricio, it seemed like in the first half, the Lancers had a lot of the possession in the game. They were knocking the ball around, and Milwaukee was sitting back more. They were defending with all five of their field players. And then the second half, they made some adjustments, I think, and they really, I think, came more out and pressured the Lancers. Did that hurt offensively, you guys, when they changed their tactics a little bit?
And not really. I think usually on a game against Milwaukee, they kind of outplay us. But I don't think that was yesterday. Yesterday, I don't think they outplayed us. I think we were playing well. But at the end of the day, indoor soccer, it comes down to details. And those details are finishing better, because we had some opportunities. We should score, and we didn't. And tracking our man and on a 1v1 defending, we should do a better job. And I think those two details killed us yesterday.
And shooting more.
Huh?
And shooting more, much like you did. If you don't shoot on goal, you don't get no goals. If you try to be fancy and put the, you know, go in to the goalie, it doesn't work. The game is about shooting, rebounding. And, you know, anything can happen when the ball goes toward the net.
Yeah, but I think we were playing well. Like, we were possessing the ball better. So we, for some moments in the game, I felt like we were outplaying them. We just got to finish our chances.
Yep. Well, Mauricio, coming up on Saturday, it's Syracuse. And the last time out, we came away with a victory over the Silver Knights, first time we've beaten them in many, many tries. This Saturday, it's all on the line. If Syracuse wins, they are in the playoffs, and the Lancers are eliminated. If the Lancers win, we live to fight another day. So what's the mood of the team, and how are you guys getting ready for Syracuse?
Yeah, we gotta come out flying. This week we gotta work really hard. Still believe, and I think everyone in the team still believes. We gotta believe. If you don't believe, you shouldn't be there. We all believe, and we have confidence that we can beat Syracuse, and then keep hoping. Now it's not only in our hands, but we gotta do what is in our hands, and it's winning the game on Saturday. I'm sure the fans will be there supporting us like they always do. And I can't wait. I hope it was tomorrow. I want to play already and give something to those fans, those amazing fans that come every game and support us.
Okay, and then okay. Now, Joe, you have the question.
Okay, Mauricio, I just have a question for one of our listeners. They want to know what your plans are for the outdoor whether you're going to have, you're going to be one, you're going to be playing with the Rhinos, or you're going to be playing with someone else.
Yeah, I still don't know. I'm talking to teams, and there is a couple of teams interested. I am, like I always told you guys, I'm interested in playing for the Rhinos, but it's not in my hands. It's in Bob Lilley's hands and Pat Erkley's hands. So if they want to have me on the team, they know they can make a call, and it's an easy step to go. And I'm here with my family. They all know I would like to be here all year around. And I played for the Rhinos before, and everybody here knows how much I enjoy it and how much I like the city and the fans and everybody here. So it's, unfortunately, it's not in my hands. You guys all know I want to stay. So let's see what happens.
Well, the team you played for last year, Tampa Bay, no longer exists, so it's wide open. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think everyone, the fans, would love to see you put on the Rhinos jersey in the summer and play at Talon Stadium and be here all year round. So, but we'll get that'll come in time. This Saturday is the important game now. So wish you guys all the best of luck for Saturday. And I'm sure it's going to be a big crowd. There was 8,000 there on Sunday, and I'm sure Saturday it's going to be even more people because it's serious. And it's, you know, it's the Lancers and their three rivals. So best of luck with the for the team, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
And you know, it would be remiss if we didn't say what a beautiful job Sagar Sam did with all the, you know, all the kids on the field and all the people that were there, 8,000 strong. So congratulations to Sam and the Lancer organization.
Thank you, Maurizio. And Maurizio Salas here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, it's Lancers and Syracuse on Saturday, 7 p.m. Before we go over our break, though, we want to mention real quick, we are, a couple weeks ago, we had Rochester's Nick Pugliese on our show. Nick is the only American ever to play professional soccer in Afghanistan. The Lancers honored him yesterday as the honorary captain. More importantly, but in addition, he was on ESPN. They did a feature on Nick called A Faraway Goal, and you can see that feature if you go to our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. There's a link to that story. He was also appeared in a couple more national newspapers and also in the DNC finally. And thank you,
but
DNC.
But before that, he was on our show.
That's right. We had him first here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and you can hear that show from January 27th, and you can click on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, where Nick goes into great detail about his time in Afghanistan. We're very proud of you, Nick, and anytime you want to come on our show, you're more than welcome to.
And I was very lucky to meet him personally yesterday in the promenade.
And well, then, so again, Nick Pugliese, check it out, ESPN, on our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Coming up next, it's international soccer news with Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The defending NWSL regular season champions, Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's own Abby Wambach and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the world's top league for pro women's soccer. Now's the time to purchase your 2014 Flash season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete against the best women's soccer players in the world. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today, 247-4800, or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Lancers are back in action this Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena as they face their thruway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. There will be free Lancers lip balm for the first 500 ladies through the door. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Don't miss this crucial match. Come out and support your Rochester Lancers this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates. The number to call for Dr. Olivo's office is 328-3382. He's located just off the intersection of Route 390 and Lyle Avenue in Gates. And his interactive website is davidolivodmd.com. He's Joe's dentist. He's my dentist. He's been going to that practice for many, many, many years, ever since I was a little soccer fan. And Dr. Olivo is a former soccer player himself with Child Little Guy Soccer, which, of course, run by Ed Morante, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. Now, speaking of Wall of Famers, let's bring in Dick Howard. Good evening, Dick. How are you doing?
Evening, Andrew. We know why you're smiling. It's not Dr. Leo working on your teeth.
You know, Dick, I got to tell you that he's no longer Italian. He's English.
I am as Italian as anybody. Mamma mia. But anyway, let's hold off on that a second, because we have I want to talk first about this big news for Toronto FC that we mentioned at the beginning of the show about a big Brazilian name, World Cup player, who's going to be playing in Toronto. We're talking about the goalkeeper, Julio Cesar, who is going to be sent on loan, looks like, from Queen's Park Rangers, England, to play in Toronto. And boy, Dick, that is huge news, not just for Julio Cesar and the team, but just for the fans. I think the Brazilian fans are going to be coming out in droves to see one of their heroes, and the guy who's going to be in goal for Brazil in the World Cup.
Tremendous news for Toronto FC. What next? You know, they surprised me with the Bradley signing, and now with this one, Julio Cesar, geez, what more could you ask for? You know, one of the top goalkeepers in the world. He was tremendous in the Confederations Cup last year as a goalkeeper of the tournament. relied on heavily to play for Brazil, but has to play. And he wasn't playing at QPR. Rob Green was having an outstanding season. And Harry Redknapp says, I can't drop him, you know. And Julio says, I need the game time. I thought he would actually go back to a Brazilian club. But for TFC to sign him on, that is tremendous. A little bit tough on Joe Bendick, but he's going to learn from training with one of the top goalkeepers in the world. Great news.
I'm sure the fans are probably wondering, how can I get tickets for Toronto FC? All of a sudden, you've got, big name players coming in to this club, and it's going to be a totally different story, I think, up at BMO Field this
and
year.
It's great, Andrew. The great thing is that it's capturing the imagination of the media. You know, the Brazilian media, as you say, will be covering it like a rash, so to speak. And the same thing, with the American media, with Bradley. The British media, the English papers with a certain player by the name of Defoe. It's great for the image of TFC. It shows that they really do mean business.
They certainly do. So that's great to look forward to. Toronto FC starting up very soon. I definitely got to come up to a match this year. Might be near to the end of the season. I know that Toronto plays Montreal near the end of the season. That might be when I get a chance to come up after the Rhinos and Flash seasons are done. But, Joe, I know you want to talk about Italy and Juventus.
No, I'm not going to talk about Italy. I want to talk about England.
You want to talk about England. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Continue, Mr. Siriani.
I want to say that the Blues are the team to, the team to beat. I mean, I just, my congratulations to Andrew because he's smiling ear to ear and he's wearing blue at the moment. I think he's got blue underwear besides that.
Let me check. No. But, boy, you got to say, though, Eden Hazard, this is a guy who...
Not even English.
He's Belgian. And, the Belgian fans have got to be saying, we can't wait for him to get into the national team playing for the Red Devils of Belgium in the World Cup. And he, of course, had a hat trick and 3-0 win for Chelsea over Newcastle.
But he was superb against Manchester City, Andrew, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
I thought he was man of the match against Manchester City, that great 1-0 win.
You know what Pellegrini said about the coach that you love so much, Marino?
The special one.
He said that when he wins, he wins. When they lose, the team loses. That's what he said.
Well, you can't argue with the fact that he's never lost a game at home.
No, he also said, that if you look at the money that Chelsea spent, there is no reason why they should win. Because they outspent the whole teams in England.
Not Manchester City.
They don't.
Manchester City has spent more money than Chelsea. And Chelsea
he's got away with words. But love him or hate him, we talk about him all the time. And he's got that way with words, the three-horse race, two horses and a pony. It's great. The media love it. And as you say, Andrew, with that record, he's got unbeaten at home for how many games?
Years.
Just incredible.
Well, the big match though of the weekend was certainly at Anfield. Liverpool just obliterated Arsenal, and it was just absolutely stunning. I mean, I don't think anybody could have possibly anticipated.
No, not that quick.
5-1
goals
loss.
In 20 minutes. Yeah.
And
tremendous performance by Liverpool and Arsenal. Who many people felt had a chance with the Premiership. It just showed their weaknesses, and that was just a tremendous report. And as I say, the first 20 minutes with the four goals was just unbelievable.
Well, Arsenal's problem is they have had trouble against their rivals at the top of the table. They lost to Manchester City. They had trouble with Chelsea and now Liverpool. Mm-hmm. They've got to get results against their rivals for the championship, and right now they're not doing it. But
the Manchester United situation, you have to feel for David Moyes, and that remarkable game against Fulham. 81 crosses in that game. It's a Premier League record. 81 crosses and only 2 goals from it. It's just unbelievable.
Ed Dick, I want you to bring back a few years when the Lancers were in existence, the original Lancers. If you remember, after if we won, there'd be no problem. We go to Paris. If we lost, we would have to go to the practice next day. And yes, we did the same thing. My mentor and coach, you know, Mr. Conte, you know, after the tie with Verona, 2-2.
LS Verona.
Yeah, LS
There's
Verona.
There's two Veronas.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't give the players the day off. He just called them to practice. He gave a big speech in front of Nedved and Marotta, and then he sent them home. He, you know, the Italian newspaper, it's really playing on that because they say that he's a bad loser. But
he gave the game away. But Joe, he was a competitor when he played, and you know, you're leading 2-0, you give up a 2-goal lead and a goal in the 90th minute. Sure, you're upset, and it's dealt with in various ways with regards to you know, coaches. Do you bring players in the day after that result, or do you give them a couple of days off? Well,
yeah,
Coach of Swansea gave his team a couple of days off and went off to Paris for the weekend and came in on Monday and he was out of a job. So, you know, it doesn't work sometimes to give players time off. And I didn't see the Juve game, but it's always tough when you give up goals in the 90th minute. But a lot of ties, geez, over the weekend
and you know,
involving
and you
the
look,
top teams.
You look at the guy that scored the winning goal. I mean, you know, not the winning goal. He scored one of the goals, Tony.
Luca Toni.
Everybody said that he was finished, and he's 36 years old, and he's scoring goals. He's right at the top of the...
Verona is challenging for a spot in Europe right now.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's good. It's good that the Italian league is very competitive. I mean, if you look at the first part of the table, all the teams are within 3-4 points of each other, which makes it very interesting. Aside that the Roma, lucky for us, it was that Roma tie. I mean, when I say us, I mean Juventini. So
it's a pretty boring.
The only one of the major leagues, there's no contest, of course, is with Bayern Munich. They're just unstoppable, aren't they, in the Bundesliga? It's incredible. Right. But yes, you mentioned, you know, Monaco PSG, the big match in France at the weekend, and Monaco came in back to get a 1-1 tie at home against the top team in France. Good to see Messi scoring because he'd be coming under a fair bit of pressure, but two goals helped his cause in that 4-1 win. Great players are starting to perform.
That match was played in horrible, horrible weather conditions too, and Barcelona stuck four past Sevilla. But the biggest shock of the weekend certainly was Almeria, a team in the bottom reaches of La Liga, beating Atletico 2-0, which now we have a three-way tie at the top of the league, and these teams play each other. Real, Atletico, and Barcelona each play each other once. And in the last match of the last game of the season, Barcelona hosts Atletico. So it's all up for grabs right now. And Real Madrid won 4-2 without Cristiano Ronaldo, who was suspended. Benzema had the big game for Real Madrid in that win over Villarreal.
It's certainly that the transfer fee, the transfer that went on, Dick, I'd like you to comment a little bit on all the transfer, if we have the time, because millions and millions of dollars, as we always, you and I discuss, have been spent. And at the end of the day, I don't know if the team that doing the purchasing going to get the result for that.
Well, sometimes it works, and you know, it's tied in a lot with the chemistry. And I know there's been some comments from MLS general managers about the spending that TFC have undertaken, you know, with bringing the players in and the $100 million sort of being spent in that area. And now with Julio Cesar, of course, even compounded even more. But I think, you know, you have to have some cap. And we know now with the designated players, it's changed a little bit. And I think may change even more in the years ahead. But it works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. I still think that Manchester City have got it to lose, you know, to be quite honest, Andrew. But having said that, you know, when Chelsea can go in and beat them 1-0 and break their 100% home record, that's a fabulous performance. So it's great for the game, guys, isn't it? When you get this race at the top and obviously the race to the bottom to try and prevent being relegated to another division. But it's great, and there's big games coming up, of course, this week, although I don't think Chelsea have any problem with West Brom tomorrow, Andrew. What do you think?
It is on the road. You never know what happens when anybody goes on the road, but certainly West Brom's in the relegation zone. The big match is Arsenal and Manchester United on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Both teams desperately need a result. And it's interesting, though, the Fulham-Liverpool match may get cancelled or postponed. It won't be cancelled, it'll be postponed, because as we listen to BBC London every morning, there's a threatened tube strike in London.
That's
they're
right.
They're going to shut the entire tube system down, which will be an absolute nightmare. And actually, West Ham plays on Tuesday, but I think that strike's supposed to go into effect after the Tuesday evening. So we'll have to see if what happens with that match, because I think they would postpone it if there's no way to get to the stadium. They wouldn't play the match. But Dick, one last thing before we let you go. News item on Major League Soccer: David Beckham, who is of course planning to put a team in Miami, he supposedly has asked the owners of Paris Saint-Germain for funding for the MLS team in Miami. Of course, that's where David Beckham finished his playing career, winning a title for mm-hmm. Paris Saint-Germain last year. So, supposedly, no decision, quote-unquote, has been made yet. But
good thinking, because Manchester City are involved in the New York franchise, aren't they? So, yeah, you're going to get those kind of allegiances, and they've got deep pockets in Paris, that's for sure.
Did you see what his wife said? She said their home base is London. That's where her kids are going to go to school. They're not going to move mm-hmm. to Miami forever and ever. They just because David is involved in Miami, she said, that doesn't mean that we're going to move in Miami. We are based in London because that's where the kids are going to school.
Well, do you know what that means, Joe? It means she's the boss, as it should be.
She's always been the boss, I think. Posh.
And on that happy note, Dick, thanks so much for being with us tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Ciao.
Thank you, Dick, and nice to have you on.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we're going to take a look ahead to the Rochester Lancers and the Rochester Rhinos, check that, and the Western New York Flash. We'll help you plan your soccer summer at Salem Stadium. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
My father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena as they face their throughway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. There will be free Lancers lip balm for the first 500 ladies through the door. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Don't miss this crucial match. Come out and support your Rochester Lancers this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Oh, there you go. That, and, of course, the crowd, our great engineer, Bob, with the great music. Philadelphia Freedom, as I'll be heading back over to the city of brotherly love into a massive nor'easter. Great. Anyway, there won't be any nor'easters this spring and summer at Salem Stadium as the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash hit the field for their next season of action. And this segment of our show is sponsored by one of the biggest supporters of all soccer in Rochester, indoor and outdoor, Faber Homes, Bernie Iacovangelo's company, who has been in Rochester for many, many, many years. 889-4840 or go to FaberHomes.com. And Faber Homes just upping their sponsorship, and a new company owned by the Iacovangelos will be starting next week with the advertising on our show.
Well, it's not a new company. It's a company that has been part of the Faber Homes, but we want to thank we want to thank the ownership and Bernie Iacovangelo, of course, because he is truly a soccer guy and a great friend and sponsor of our show for many, many years.
Thank you very much, Bernie. It was great seeing you on Sunday, and we'll be seeing a lot of you certainly this coming season. And the Rhinos, as we mentioned, they are starting actually early this year. They're kicking off in the April 27th Sunday afternoon against the Charleston Battery. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 23rd. It's the Rhinos kickoff dinner this year to be held at the Italian American Community Center on Frank Domino Way. A little larger venue, a little more people can come. And, of course, Mr. Sirianni. He runs the show there, so if you're nice to him, he might give you some extra pasta.
Well,
so,
thank you very much, Andrew, and we're planning a nice affair, much like the ones that have been held before at the sports club. Bernie is the sponsor, and he decided to to give us a crack at it. Before we go, Andrew, I just want to say hello to my daughter in the listed in Miami, and
She can't wait for David Beckham.
Yeah, she can't wait for David Beckham.
That's right. Well, anyway, the Western New York Flash open up Saturday, the 3rd of May, against the Portland Thorns, a rematch of last year's championship game. And, of course, Portland now with FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Nadine Anger of Germany, the goalkeeper, of course, along with Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath, and the newly renamed Rachel Van Hollenbeck, who used to be Rachel Bueller, and Christine Sinclair. You don't want to miss that one. Big weekends coming up for the teams. The 10th and 11th of May, the Rhinos are home against Orlando, the defending champions, and Sky Blue will come to town on the 11th, so that weekend two matches. Also two matches on May 30th and 31st, Richmond Kickers and the Houston Dash will be coming in for their only appearance in Rochester. In June, around the middle of June, you got three matches. You got Chicago coming in and Seattle on the 22nd with Dayton playing the Rhinos. A lot of matches coming up in July. Three weekends with two matches each, 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th, the 25th and 27th. So go to rhinosoccer.com or wnyflash.com to get all the information and get your season tickets for the Rhinos and the Flash. It's going to be a great summer of soccer in Rochester. You don't want to miss it. We'll have all the information here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, of course, you'll be watching the World Cup, too. It's all soccer all the time here in Rochester.
Exactly. Exactly.
So again, we're going to thank our special guest, Maurizio Salas from the Rochester Lancers, who joined us tonight. The Lancers against the Syracuse Silver Knights this Saturday, 7 p.m. Take your Valentine for the day after Valentine's Day. You don't want to miss it. The Lancers must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Come on and support your team. And I think, of course, also Michael Lewis, who was just in Rochester over the weekend. He's back in New York now. Thanks to Dick Howard and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. And Joe, thank you for coming to my house. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
My super secret located house.
Just thank you for having us, and thank you again for all that you do for soccer. And thank you, and buona notte a tutti.
And be with us again next Monday for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass at 6:30 here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. LiveWire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.